Blog Talk Radio.
Ponder. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, that is a really great question. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Today is Motivational Mondays, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and welcome to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. And when I tell you I love jumpstarting my week with Motivational Mondays, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are in our Shape Up series. In our Shape Up series, we look at and take a kaleidoscope view at different topics, different subjects that are needful and important on our journey to win. So each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, we want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then, if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your desktops, laptops, your iPads, your tablets, your smartphones with your notes, whatever you need, your chalkboard with chalk, I don't know, whatever it is that you need to capture the richness that is being shared on today's installment, you want to grab it so that you can be prepared with those questions that you are penciling or penning that you want to ask and interact around during our time of opening the lines up for your audience participation. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We ask that you allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. To our loyal and faithful listeners, we thank you. We so appreciate you for being out there in the airwaves. And we want to extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks to all of you that are tuned in today and for all of you that support with expanding our outreach. Why? Quite frankly, we couldn't do it without YOU. So again, we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, as I stated at the top of our time together, it's time to shape up and win. And in today's Shape Up series, we're looking at an intentional journey, an intentional journey. You know, the question that we open today with, have you really thought about where you want to go in life? Maybe you're already in process on the journey, but have you thought about what your next destination is? Where you want to go from where you are currently and what it will take for you to get there. You know, I often share in my coaching practice with my clients because this subject of intentionality is something that truly people struggle with. They struggle with being intentional. And, you know, what I've grown to realize to be true, what I have really grown to understand on my journey of life, on the journey of life, is this, that what we want and where we want to go doesn't just happen. Again, what I personally have grown to realize on the journey of life is that what we want and where we want to go doesn't just happen. You see, interestingly enough, growth is a process that requires intentionality. You know, I think about a baby in the womb. That baby in the womb, the mother doesn't have to have an intentionality around telling the embryo to grow and the hands to start to sprout, the arms to begin to stretch, the torso, the legs, the feet, all of those various things that happen naturally in the womb. Well, you see, this is what's so important to understand as we're talking about an intentional journey. The baby in the womb, there is an intentionality that's already programmed, pre-wired into the very fabric and makeup of the female body. That when the female body is bearing a child, that the body already knows, programmed in its very system, the body already knows what needs to happen. There is a code that's already wired. So the mother doesn't have to think about it. The mother doesn't have to do anything. She is simply the host because her body, the system, has already been pre-wired for that intentionality of doing what is needful when the baby is in the womb. And you see, many of us, we perceive that growth happens naturally. It's going to just happen. And the reality is, growth doesn't just happen. Outside of the womb, it doesn't just happen. You know, have you ever gone to your 10-year school reunion and you got to the 10-year reunion and, you know, you came and you thought, wow, I'm so excited to see those that I went to school with, to see how they've grown, how they've evolved, what they've become, who they are, to arrive and find that many are almost stuck in a time warp. They haven't grown. Their lives have barely changed. And you think, wow, that's interesting. And the reason for that is because they are not moving with intention on their journey. And so when we look at where do we want to go in life, how do we want to level up to the next level, we have to identify what does this actually look like? Because growth is a process that requires intentionality. It doesn't just happen. Success doesn't just happen. Moving to the next level doesn't just happen. Achieving your goals, it doesn't just happen. Your vision doesn't mysteriously just unfold at the blink of an eye. Your dreams don't just mysteriously happen. In order for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams, you must be intentional. Being intentional is about having intentions. It is about being purposeful on your journey. When we are purposeful, we have a clear plan, a clear vision in mind. You know, I think about there was a season on my journey. I had obviously made the connection with what I believe is God's assignment for my life and the reason why I was created. But I realized on my journey that I had to move and navigate on my journey with intention. As we stated, a baby in the womb, the body is already programmed. It's pre-programmed with the intention to allow the baby to start to grow, the embryo to start to do what needs to happen. And the mother doesn't have to think about it. Naturally, the body, the system is already pre-programmed with intention. There's a plan for when the mother is pregnant, what needs to happen. She is simply the host. But when it comes to us working our vision, achieving our goals, and living our dreams, we have to be intentional. Our journey has to be intentional. We have to be purposeful on our journey. You know, if you want to be an author, you have to be intentional about sitting down and writing. And the first book is the most challenging because you're not in the habit of writing. But if you're not intentional, if you're not moving with a purposeful intention, you could say, I want to write a book and I want to be a New York Times bestseller. But until you sit down and do what you need to do with intention and have a plan, it's simply going to be a hope that never happens. Maybe you want to lose weight. Until you are intentional, you're purposeful with intention about what you're putting in your body, the movement that you're making, what you're pushing away on the plate, whatever that looks like. I know if I don't have in my planner, again, we're talking about an intentional journey. If I don't have in my planner to walk, I'll be honest with you, because this is my area of weakness, I won't walk. I'll keep saying, oh, I got to get out there and do it. But I scheduled the time for me to do it. Again, the intention. As I stated earlier, really and truly what I've grown to realize on the journey of life, that what we desire, what we want, where we want to go, it doesn't just mysteriously happen. I can't just snap my fingers, twinkle my nose, wave a magic wand, and suddenly I'm there. Each day I have to move purposeful with intention towards closing that gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. A part of that is learning to be more consistent on our journey, because growth is a process that requires intention. It requires intentionality. You know, I think about, as I mentioned earlier, going to a 10-year reunion for school, and you're excited about seeing the people, and you realize, wow, a lot of these people really haven't grown in 10 years. You know, whenever I encounter someone that hasn't seen me for a while, I'm very hopeful that they would say, wow, how you've grown. Because I am moving on my journey with intention, with the desire and the goal to constantly be evolving and growing. I don't walk on water. I'm not perfect. I'm still in process. But while we still have that breath in between our sunrise and our sunset of life, that dash is where everything happens and we work things through. Because, again, growth, it doesn't just happen accidentally. Suddenly, you fall into success. Suddenly, you fall into haphazardly, it's an accident. Woohoo! I've achieved my goal. No. In order for you to achieve your goal, you have to be intentional. Growth is intentional. And so I wanted to share with you that I remember a season on my journey where I could honestly say I was consistently inconsistent, and yet I was sitting back, why am I not getting the results that I want? Boo-hoo, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. But I had to take ownership for the fact that I was in a season where I was inconsistent on my journey. And, oh, of course, I could justify it because, wow, can't we justify anything if we really want to? We can. But when you say, I'm no longer going to make excuses, I'm no longer going to blame others, I'm no longer going to say, you know, I would, but, you know, I have this issue, this challenge, explain it away, and you take responsibility, now something can happen. And so I want us to really focus in and zone in, lean into some thoughts that I want to give you today around accidental growth versus intentional growth. Because when you're looking at where you are on this scale of accidental versus intentional, if you're looking at the lives of others and you're wondering why they're getting different results, well, their grind is probably far greater than yours. You know, I remember seeing a quote some time ago that said, never apologize for your grind because no one knows but you the vision that God has given you. And so whatever it takes for you, I've often had people ask, Coach Adams, does it take all of that? Yes, it does. And all of that, it's different for everyone. You know, one of the things that I will say in giving some love to my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, is that they are very focused and intentional on their journey around their vision. I gleaned such insight around the focus, the intention. And people can say whatever they want to say. I often say, hey, but they are focused. They are clear on the trajectory. Are you? And so I share that with you because this is an area, intentionality, this intention that is purposeful, that oftentimes in my coaching practice, individuals are struggling with. And when we peel back the layers, the reality is, interestingly enough, that we realize that this law of intention, it's lacking. That there needs to be a refining of their plan and or they need to create a plan. Because, see, the intentionality is all about planning, being focused, being strategic, and where you are on your journey and where you desire to go. The natural growth that happens when a woman is carrying a baby in the womb, that happens in the womb. But it doesn't happen once the baby is born. Because guess what? Once the baby is born, the mother now has to kick into her intentions of caring for the baby. When the baby cries, figuring out, is that a I'm hungry mom cry, wah, wah, or is that I need to be changed cry, wah, 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 whatever that may look like. But there's an intentionality. If mom doesn't address the cry, the baby will continue to cry. But in the womb, all she is the host carrying it. And I'm not saying that there's not things that she needs to do to be wise with her body during that season. But what I'm saying is the natural growth that happens in the womb, she doesn't have to think about telling the embryo to start to grow and the hands to start to stretch and the arms and the, she doesn't have to tell her body to do that. The intention of carrying a baby for 9 months and nurturing it in the womb automatically happens. But once the baby has been birthed, her intention to care for this little life has to kick in. It doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen haphazardly. And I use the illustration of a mom carrying a child in the womb, and I bring that and make the association with your vision, your goals, your dreams, whatever they may be, that your vision, you have to work it. Your goals, you have to pursue them in order to achieve them. And if you want to live out your dreams, it's going to require intentionality. And so let's look at accidental growth versus intentional growth. And let's just kind of process around this, because you don't want to be kind of on this journey of accidental. You want to buckle down with the discipline that's needed so that you can focus and be intentional. And so one of the areas that I want you to think about as it relates to accidental growth says, I'll plan to start tomorrow. But this is the thing. Tomorrow never comes. I suddenly hear Annie singing, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow. Okay, I'm not a singer. That's not my anointing. I hope I didn't hurt your ears, but you get the point. The song says tomorrow is just a day away, which in essence it is. But if we are planning to start tomorrow, and the reality is tomorrow never comes, I get into this vicious cycle of tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. I have a dear associate. She has a book called Monday Never Comes, around this principle. And it's related to weight loss. Because she said, I realized I was always saying, I'm going to start on Monday. I'm going to start on Monday. And then when Tuesday came around, she didn't start on Monday. So Monday never comes. Tomorrow never comes. It comes, but it doesn't come. Understand what I'm saying. As it relates to you starting tomorrow, because we procrastinate. And then again, it's tomorrow again. And then it's tomorrow again. And then it's tomorrow again. And we get into this vicious cycle. Accidental growth. Intentional growth insists on starting now, in this now moment. This very moment that you have, wherever you are on your journey. I want to challenge you to determine, when you close out Motivational Mondays, what is it that you can do now to move your vision to the next level? What can you do now that will support you in achieving your goals? What can you do now? What step can you take now to crystallize your dreams? You know, I've grown in the wisdom and the insight of understanding that based on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, and one of the laws that when it comes to time management, 87% of our time should be in the planning stage, should be in preventative maintenance, should be in preparation, should be in taking care of those things that are important, but they're not urgent. But so often, we're constantly fighting fires. We're living life based on urgency, urgency, critical, urgent, critical, urgent, critical, urgent. Why? Because we don't plan. And so instead of starting now, we procrastinate. We put off what we can do today for tomorrow. Why? Because we're overestimating tomorrow. I can get it done tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes. Figuratively speaking, it never comes. So don't allow yourself to be on your journey and accidentally you're looking to grow. Have the intentional focus. Be intentional with purpose. Have that purposeful intention. Recognize the gap that you have in life. That's my specialty with my clients, identifying the gaps that they have and supporting them in my one-on-one coaching practice along with my group coaching with strategies that support them in closing the gap. You know, I can say for my own self, I love it when I have a really great, productive day because I can see the gap closing. I'm getting things done. When I don't get things done, I don't feel as great because I feel like, man, I wasn't productive. And so when we get started, there's something that happens when you can start to write out your things to do and you start to see you're checking it off. That's how I felt today. I was like, woo, check that off. Woo, done. Check that off. Done. Check. Are you able to check things off? Do you have a plan? So start now. Stop putting off what you can do today for tomorrow. As we continue to look at accidental growth and intentional growth, I want to thank you. Those of you who are tuned in listening to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Today we are taking a journey looking at and processing around an intentional journey as we're in our Shape Up series. You know, we opened and we talked about a number of different things as it relates to being intentional on our journey. An author won't get the book unless they sit down and write. Someone desiring to lose weight, it's not going to happen if you keep eating the way that you want to eat, if you don't make sacrifices and make a shift and be intentional about what does that look like. Will I start walking? Will I not eat after 7? Will I? Whatever it is, but there has to be an intentionality. I know when I am not as focused and intentional in that area, I'm more delicious. You'll see more of me. And when I'm focused, you'll see less of me. It's clear when I'm intentional because food is one of my little vices. I'm a little foodie. And so whatever it may be, if it's the invention, that brilliant idea, the business, you have this great business idea and nothing's happening. Why? Because you're not intentional on your journey. You're thinking, oh, okay, over time, it'll just happen. It'll just happen. But the reality is what we desire on our journey of life, where we want to go, it doesn't just happen. Growth is a process that requires intentionality. I'm often speaking to myself, Coach Adams, Shania Adams, be intentional. And I speak it to you as well. Understand that a base foundation for your success, for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams, you must be intentional. It's not going to just happen. So as we continue to look at accidental growth versus intentional growth, I want to continue to give you some thoughts to process and ponder so that if this is your mindset, you can now stretch and challenge yourself to grow to another level because you're making a shift. You know, sometimes we just need to hear someone share some thoughts with us that help us to see things differently. As a matter of fact, I was having a conversation literally today with one of my clients, and it was interesting because she was sharing some frustrations with me on her job, and she was sensing, I don't want to feel used. I don't want to feel used. And I said, let's look at things from a slightly different point of view. That's one of the things that I love and appreciate about my mentors. that they often will say, let's look at things from a different point of view. You'll have people in your life, they'll see things from a different point of view. And so when you're able to see things from a different point of view, that can support you in navigating differently. And that's why I wanted to, around this intention, I wanted to share some thoughts that hopefully allow you to see things from a different point of view. So if you're planning to start tomorrow and you're thinking, oh, I'm good, I'll start tomorrow, I want to give you the sense of urgency of intention to say, no, start today. Start now, right where you are. Why wait until tomorrow? Is there some research that you can do that can take your business to the next level that you can do tonight? Is there a list that you can formulate that jumpstarts your day for tomorrow? What is it that you can do? There's something that you can do to start now. And so the other area that I want us to look at is, why are you waiting for growth to come? Why are you waiting for growth to come? That's that accidental growth mindset. You're just waiting for the growth to happen. I have a question for you. How is that working out for you? Are you getting the results that you desire by just waiting? You see, the reality is that when we're just waiting, we're not in the game of life. You can't just be sitting on the bench waiting. You have to engage. You have to get active. There's something that you have to do. And that something that you have to do to be intentional is that you have to take responsibility for your journey to grow. This taking responsibility is all about being proactive. You recognize that I need to do some things. I need to step out. If I want to grow, I need to own it. I need to be responsible for it. And if you haven't, you got to be okay with that. But it doesn't mean that you cannot do what you need to do to shift. You can't beat yourself up because you can't change what has already happened. What's happened has already happened, but you can definitely make a shift in where you are associated with where you are growing. And so I want you to think about this. Instead of waiting for growth to happen, that's the accidental growth mindset, I want you to take responsibility to grow. Be proactive in your process of growth. What is it that you can do with intention to ensure that you grow? Maybe you need to start reading self-help books or business development books or whatever the case may be that's going to support you in expanding your mindset. Maybe if you're not a reader, maybe you need to listen to the audiobooks. There's something that you can do. Maybe you need to do some research to take responsibility for your growth. If you're struggling in a specific area, there is absolutely nothing you can't find on Google. With the help of Google and Siri, let them be your best pals. They will support you in finding what you need. But again, you have to take responsibility, and you have to be proactive. So when we're looking at accidental growth versus intentional growth, again, both are a mindset. And sometimes we need to raise our consciousness to the mindset that we have, so that now we're seeing things from a different point of view that supports and serves us in moving to the next level. Because when you look ahead of you, do you even know where you want to grow? It's so important to begin with the end in mind. You have to see where you desire to grow. One of the things that is so important, and I was sharing this with another coaching client today, that we have to, you know, so often accidental growth is focused on, you know, I'm just going to grow from the mistakes. I'm just, you know, I'm just going to make all the mistakes I need to make and learn only, hear the word, only from the mistakes. Now, I'm not saying that we cannot learn from mistakes. We absolutely can. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here, and don't get it twisted. Accidental growth is focused solely on learning from mistakes, period, that's it. Intentional growth is about being proactive. Intentional growth learns before the mistake happens. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, how can I learn before the mistake happens? Well, one of the things that I think is so important that we have people on both sides of us. We have someone that we are constantly mentoring and challenging to grow. We're the guru to that individual per se. We're their mentor. We're their support, and we are supporting them in their growth. Equally, though, we need to have someone on the other side of us. This someone on the other side of us, they are farther along on the journey. They are, in essence, now mentoring us. They are wisdom that we can glean from. They're the guru of the next level. And so when it comes to learning before a mistake happens, speaking to a mentor, having a coach, having someone that's further on the journey than you are, positionally in your life with great intention, you're in the middle of two people, one that you are serving as a mentor and support with wherever you are. Why? Because that is iron sharpening iron. Your iron stays sharp because you are sharpening someone else. Your iron stays sharp because someone else is sharpening you. And so you're gleaning from the mistakes of someone that's further along on the journey that they can tell you, you know, this is what I've learned to be know to be true. If you tweak here, you don't have to make that same mistake that I made. And so in essence, you're now learning before the mistake happens. What great wisdom and insight to be able to learn not only when mistakes happen, but to learn prior to a mistake happens. How powerful is that? That is extremely powerful. And so I want to encourage you, and I can tell you story after story, wherein consulting with mentors at different levels and different subject matters and different circles, that I've been able to avoid some mistake pitfalls because of the insight and the wisdom, the sage wisdom that my mentors have shared. But sometimes, you know, the ram in me, she has to hit her head a few times before she gets it. Now, that's just me. I'm being transparent with you. I'm sharing that sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. Remember, I don't walk on water. I'm the first to admit it. I'm still in process. But what I've grown to realize to be true is that growth doesn't just happen, that we must be intentional on our journey, and that growth is a process of intentions. It is a process of purposeful intentions that are focused, that are deliberate. Are you being deliberate on your journey? If you're not, you need to step back and look at how can I be more intentional? Because when you evaluate that, now you're going to achieve greater results and greater success. It seems so simple, this word, intention. But intention speaks specifically to planning. Having a blueprint, having a roadmap, planning. Something as simple as, and I've been in the practice of this for a long time and in different seasons, if I don't do it, I see the results of that. That the night before my day, I am outlining specific things that I need to do in that day. Like I said, earlier today I was excited. Check, 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 check. Woo-hoo! Getting things done, feeling productive. I'm constantly putting things on my calendar. I'm constantly forecasting. But then the night before, I'm outlining what are those things that I need to get accomplished. Some things roll over. Time may get away from me, being transparent. But I'm intentional about having a plan and having a clear vision for where I'm going. Do you have a clear vision? Or are you just getting up loosey-goosey and you're blowing wherever the wind blows, wherever you go, that's where you go. Hey, I'm a free spirit, freedom. Hey, I'm just kind of flowing. I'm flowing with the wind. I'm going here. I'm going there. You have to have the intention. So what have we talked about, accidental growth versus intentional growth so far? Well, we said accidental growth plans to start tomorrow, but yet tomorrow never comes. Intentional growth starts right now, right where you are. You start now. Accidental growth, that mindset of the accidental growth mindset, is waiting for the growth to come. Just waiting. You're doing nothing. You're just waiting. Oh, I'm going to grow. Yeah, I'm going to grow. It's just going to happen. Like with the baby, when the baby's in the womb, it's just going to happen. No, when the baby's outside the womb, guess what? Intentionality kicks in. The intentions kick in on caring for that child. You can't just put it in the bassinet and say, okay, you're good. No, the baby has to be fed, burped, changed, rocked to sleep, whatever, loved on. Again, intentionality. You must take responsibility for your growth and, in essence, be proactive, intentional, focused, deliberate. Get out of the accidental mindset of, I'm just going to grow only, keyword, only from the mistakes. No, learn before the mistakes. That's where the mentor comes in, the iron sharpening iron, someone further on the journey that you can seek wise counsel from, that you can tap into some sage wisdom. Accidental growth depends on good luck. Let me go get my lotto ticket and I hope I'm lucky and I... No. See, that's accidental growth. Ooh, I won it. How many people do you know that have won the lottery that you know personally? That good luck, quote unquote, good fortune. If it happens, great. But you need to buckle down and grind and put in the hard work in order to achieve the success that you desire. I have a dear associate, and boy, when I tell you, they are a grinder. Their journey inspires me. I mean, constantly doing, and, you know, it's like impressive. And I'm like, wow, I need to do more. Now, I understand that it's not all about your works, your works, your works, but yes, you need to put in some hard work. Because God can accelerate your journey He can be the tailwind, as we spoke about last week in our installment. I believe it was last week or the week before, that he can be the tailwind that comes in and accelerates you on the journey. But what we said about the tailwind is that you have to be moving. And if you're not actively involved on your journey and you're just waiting, sitting back, and you're not doing and you're relying on, depending on good luck, I'll just win the lotto. So the only thing that you do is you get a lotto ticket, and now you're spending money that's lost. Because if you don't put in the effort on your journey, you're not going to get the success that you desire. At the very least, a gardener has to plant the seed, has to till the soil and put the seed in the ground and water it occasionally. The seed, once it's in the ground, it now knows, because coded in its very system, it knows what it needs to do. It breaks open. It begins to connect with the earth, and it begins to establish roots. But the seed on top of the earth is not going to yield the same result as the seed that has been planted in the dirt. Because when it's on top of the earth and not in the dirt, it's not engaged with what unlocks its system for it to do what it needs to do. The activator in your system is that you have to move. I often share the car that I have currently is the first car that I've had with navigation system. And I remember when I was getting familiar with it, some of you that are regular listeners, you may have heard me share this story before, but it obviously connects with the point of what we're talking about. So I'm going to share it again. Hope I'm not boring you with it. Hang in there with me for just a moment. But I remember the first time I'm doing navigation and I'm getting the car going, and I put in the address, destination ABC 123 Street. Okay. It says calibrating. Do you want to start guidance? I hit yes. And I'm waiting. I see the little arrow and it's just bouncing. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And I'm like, okay, tell me where to go, navigation. It has the destination plugged in. It's ready. But what I realized is that until I engaged and put my foot on the gas and started to move, it didn't tell me anything, because it was waiting for the movement. And once the movement happened, in 200 feet, turn right. And that is what is the case with each and every one of you, wherever you are on your journey. And that's why it's so important to understand that you can't just be sitting back waiting, hoping that growth will happen. You can't just hope that, oh my gosh, I'm going to have good luck. Woohoo! No. You have to activate by executing. When you activate by executing, this execution is about doing, putting in the work, putting in the time, putting in the energy. Until you do that, you're not going to get the results that you desire. And I've been guilty along the way, and I'm like, Coach Adams, you got to step it up, girl. You got to stay more consistent with this, that, and the other. You got to make sure you're constantly doing it, because the seeds have to be planted in the ground for their code in their system to be unlocked. See, once that seed, as I stated just a moment ago, connects with the earth, what happens underneath is powerful. It breaks open once it feels the earth and all of that It breaks open and it begins to sprout its roots. So we have to be intentional. We have to put in the work. We have to grind. We have to execute. The accidental growth mindset, your mindset is, I'll quit early and I quit often. You see, that mindset is only going to yield you just enough. Why? Because you're just doing just enough to get by. What I've grown to realize to be true is that perseverance is so key. When you're intentional, you persevere. You persevere long and hard. You don't just, I'll do whatever. If you got to be up until it gets done, I remember my last consulting assignment. I was asked to be in San Diego, and I was there for about 6 months on assignment. And I remember that the regional manager that I was supporting, it was so cute because she would tell me, get out of the office. And I would tell her, I would say, I can't until I get this done. I want to make sure that I close out the day getting this done. Now, again, I'm not perfect. Don't walk on water. Don't always get it right. But I fight to get things done, to keep my word. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Yes, I fall short. It happens. But the mindset is the mindset of an intentional person. And that's what I want us to understand. And it is amazing. Wow. How quickly time flies. We're going to pick this up next week. Oh, no, the following week, because next week I have a powerful in-studio guest I'm so excited about, sharing about an event that she has coming up, and you'll hear more about that. So definitely do tune in. It is amazing how quickly time flies. We didn't have the opportunity to come to the lines today because of the richness of what we were sharing. But I do want to share this with you as we prepare to close out. I mentioned one-on-one coaching and group coaching. If you would like more information about my full circle of empowerment, I want you to text this number so that I can get some information to you. Area code 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text your name and full circle, your name and full circle. And that lets me know that you want more information about my full circle of empowerment, be it one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my growth plan, personal and professional growth plan, my masterminds, private masterminds. I have masterminds that are coming up if you're interested in hearing more, one of which that is slated for launching this month in May. Everyone communicates. You connect. Last week we spoke about that briefly as we got into the DISC assessment. And so you would get a complimentary personality assessment with your registration for that journey. If you want more information, again, just simply text your name and either mastermind or full circle, and that tells me what you're interested in. I am committed through my Impact 100. I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey, and I want you to be one of those individuals that I'm supporting through the powerful gift of empowerment. I want you to know that you have the ability to change the results that you're getting by making a shift and being more intentional. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.